On this All Saints Day, I give thanks for each one of you and each of the ones that you are remembering on this day. Today we gather to praise God and to participate in this counter-cultural holy day that has been part of the life of the church since the earliest days of the church. Nadia Bolz-Weber, a Lutheran pastor who has been known as a truth teller, says this: apart from those who have fallen in combat, Americans tend to forget their ancestors. We tend to spend as little time as possible publicly mourning. But in the church, we do the odd thing of proclaiming that the dead are still a part of us, a part of our lives, and an animating presence within the church. St. Paul says the saints are a great cloud of witnesses. So when they have passed, we hold them up, hoping that perhaps their virtues, their ability to have faith in God in the face of an oppressive empire, a failing crop, or the blight of cancer, might be our virtue, might be our strength as well. It's the animating presence of God and God's people that we understand as we were talking here with the children about that invisible string of love that connects us. When we reflect on the pillars and founders of our faith, we acknowledge that we are connected through the communion of saints. When you and me remember our grandmothers who took us to church, or the great uncle who was silently showing us generosity as he let folks come to the back door with grace and dignity and get a little bit extra food when times were tight, we celebrate the faith that has been passed on to us. The book I shared with the children also reminds us that our location in life does not limit our connection to God or those God has placed in our lives. The kids got real excited about spaceships and mountaintops. Nothing, the psalmist says, can separate us from the love of God. Paul says it as well in Romans. We honor those who have been saints in our lives and God as we recall them. But I have to tell you, very often we've imagined this day looks very specifically. This is a painting from 1859 called Le Jour des Morts by William Adolphe Bourgeot. And he's illustrating the experience of an All Saints Day. But I found another painting from that same year by another artist who captured, I think, how we understand All Saints Day in the church. It's called All Saints One. He's got a slew in this series. Vasily Kandinsky. He was a former Russian Orthodox pilgrim, and he suggested the experience of looking at the painting would be a spiritual one. The experience of imagining ourselves and those we love would mean something to us. The energy of the painting recalls for me both those I remember with joy and those whose lives were a bit complex and offered a paradox for me to understand that I remember today as well. Isn't that exactly what our loved ones are like as well? Those we admired and those we kind of wonder about. Those we can tell beautiful stories of grace, and those who have parts that we won't tell those stories out loud, or at least not in church. Bolz-Weber continues, it's been my experience that what makes us saints of God is not our ability to be saintly, but God's ability to work through even sinners. She says, I'd come to realize all the saints I know are accidental ones, people who stumbled into redemption while they were looking for something else. She goes on to say, quite honestly, people who may have a wee bit of a drinking problem and manage to get sober helping others along the way. People who are just as likely to be kind as they are to be hostile aren't our loved ones. Just like that. Those who, when we tell the most honest testimony of our lives, point to God's work instead of our own accomplishments. Those who urged us to finish school but never finished school themselves. Those who had the most sage parenting advice, but we've got some wonderings about what they did when they were raising us. Those who have called out the very best in us, but had trouble themselves shining their very best all the time. God's love shined through them. Barbara Brown Taylor reminds us that saints are those who are distinguished by their extravagant love of God that shines brighter than anything else about them. As we remember those who have died over the last year, we also celebrate that life continues. In many of the lives of those we are remembering, babies have been born. Life has continued. Grandchildren and great-grandchildren need and want to hear the stories of great-grandma and uncle so-and-so. Those stories that are indeed the foundation of who we are as a faithful people. Notice later in our photographs that some families have taken the bold step of including their loved ones in playful moments. It reminds me of the extravagance of God's love, those stories that will always be told as a family gathers for Thanksgiving or for Christmas and in the celebrations to come. Those stories that we tell with a slight smile on our face and a tear that kind of gathers at the corner of our eyes. That reminds me so deeply of our gospel lesson that Wanda read for us this morning. The tenderness and the strength that Jesus offered. The children, often when children are asked to memorize a Bible verse, you might have noticed this, they always look for the shortest Bible verse in the Bible. Did you catch it in Wanda's reading? Jesus wept. I'm glad you caught it. Lots of kids across ages have memorized the two-word Bible verse of Jesus wept, short and to the point, but reminding us that Jesus offers incredible tenderness, joins us in our grief, and doesn't leave us there. Jesus brings healing out of death, calling us to unbind our grief and look towards new life. Unbind us and let us live in a world where memories are as close as our skin, but the burden of grief does not weigh us down. Through Jesus, God looses us from pain that might limit us and desperation that might hold us back. The psalmist asked this morning, who are these people? Who can go to the mountain of the Lord? Those who have clean hands and a pure heart. As I think about our many saints this morning, I'm reminded there is not one way to cultivate a pure heart or clean hands. And there's not one way of being extravagant about your love of God. What unites the diversity of the saints we remember from age 10 up through age 94 is that they sought God. Now, in this series, each time I've ended with a challenge in the week to come. And I need to thank all of you who last week heard the challenge with earnestness and responded already. You've been filling our food pantry, you've been bringing smiles across to different people, and you'll hear in just a minute on the video about how you're passing it on. But today, for this week, I challenge you to tell the story of a saint in your life, someone who has influenced and inspired you. Maybe it's a grandparent or a neighbor. Maybe it's a brother. Or maybe it's even the young girl who valiantly fought cancer. Tell their stories, complete with those moments you're so proud of and that honesty of humanity as well. We need to hear that God did not leave us alone, but gives us community that we might be in to urge one another on to perfection, walks beside us on the trials of life, and lifts us up that we might know the fullness of God's promises. Call each of us again to this extravagant, generous love that God has given us. This, my friends, is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.